and plans are finally in place to give a proper burial to the 13 stolen skulls of Black Philadelphians that have been on display in a classroom at the University of Pennsylvania for more than 50 years. However, as we hear from KYW's community impact reporter Raquel Williams, not everyone is on board with this plan.
The 13 skulls are part of the Morton Cranial Collection, which was assembled in 1830. Samuel G. Morton used this collection to push his white supremacist research to show the superiority of Europeans by comparing skull size. His research has since been disputed. The collection came to Penn Museum in 1966, and now there are plans to bury the skulls at the historically black Eden Cemetery. Museum Director Christopher Woods.
Our plans are for an interfaith ceremony at Eden Cemetery that will be public. We're planning on a grave marker, of course, and we're going to commemorate these individuals on campus as well.
But community activist and freelance writer Abdul Ali Muhammad says Penn should hand over financial resources for the community to determine how the ceremony happens around the burial of the Black Philadelphians.
An institution that has caused the harm, has benefited from the harm, shouldn't be that the same institution controlling what healing looks like.
Muhammad filed an objection to the petition Penn made to the Philadelphia Orphans Court for the burial. An informal conference with a judge is scheduled for September 1st. To figure out the next steps. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.